Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Today
welcome to today's podcast
entitled
Ferreting Out Legalism,
Part 2,
The Control Factor.
Legalism and control are twins
looking
that
for
depend
ways
on each
to
other.
Success.
God gave us
investors
freedom when
have
he created
come up
us,
with elaborate measurements.
But we traded our liberty for bondage.
Stock
when
values.
We fell for the devil's
corporate
false narrative.
Executives want to prove
the
their effectiveness as leaders
by pursuing what was
by
presented
showing measurable
as freedom
success.
From having to depend on God.
Since the goal of most
we were
businesses
trapped
is profit,
in bondage and
success
sin
is usually measured in
death.
This regard.
Jesus
however,
came to set us free
profitability
once again,
is the only aspect
which we can
of
experience
is likely.
We are willing
that important
to voluntarily surrender ourselves
in the
to
pursuit
his benevolent
of the bottom line.
Lordship.
Freedom
we live in a
is
time
only
when
found
a large
in God.
Of the church has adopted
it is an unearned
policies
gift
and methods
that came at
great
from the
cost
world
to our Lord.
With corresponding
its
ways
is the
to
bondage
measure
of success.
Freedom
is based
on
growth
truth.
Movement.
It's largely
responsible
on a lie.
But it is part of human nature.
The gift of
to
grace
to
provides
how
freedom,
we're doing,
whereas legalism,
on our
which
spiritual
is founded
journey.
On the lie that we can
the
and
three
must
B's
earn our right standing
have been
with
used
God,
by measurement-minded
always,
pastors
produces
years,
darkness,
bodies,
and slavery
bucks,
to sin.
In buildings.
Truth produces
rate of
freedom.
Growth, numbers
lies
in attendance,
and new
slavery.
Baptisms are sometimes
John
factored
31
into the body count.
And 32 reads,
many times pastors
Jesus
try to leave their mark on congregations.
In him.
And their resumes.
You are truly my disciples.
By being the instrument for pulling off
faithful
a building
project,
to my teachings, and you
often
will know the truth.
The congregation,
and
with
the truth will set
and the
you
pressure
free.
To maintain a high level
at the
of
government level. The bondage of sin produces
measuring
the darkness
success
of totalitarianism.
These three parameters.
Totalitarian governments prey upon the fears
to corrupt
of the populace
the
by
gospel.
Offering security in return
Jesus
for the surrender the
very
of
high
personal
for his followers
freedoms.
And often thin the herd. So
the goal
to speak,
of such governments is
by
total
reminding
power,
them
wealth,
of the high cost of discipleship.
Sometimes more sinister
churches
ends
that
are
major
pursued, on such as.
Nazi
Germany's plan to exterminate
God's
Jews,
unadulterated truth,
or China's
plan to
seek
friendly
enough
to keep people
once freedoms
back,
have been forfeited,
the pressure to
the
keep
true nature
income
of the totalitarian
to cover
regime,
the cost of
government or regime
emerges,
facilities,
resulting
in the suppression
of
truth
to overlook
and anything
the sins
that sets
people
of large
free
donors,
on the inside,
and to target
such
the
as
most
faith
prosperous
in God,
segments of society
and free speech
in violation of
propaganda
Christ,
replaces the sharing of freedom producing truth
Luke
and ideas.
Verses
thought and speech
and
are monitored to make sure
measuring
everyone is towing the line
financial
and
gauges
marching in lockstep.
Can also lead to an
where freedom
exists,
emphasis on money
people are able
that
to
drive
worship
some
speak
people
and
away.
Assemble
as
the
they see fit,
and the gospel.
They are also allowed to have the
this
means
have to, do
to
with
defend
this
themselves.
Topic.
Totalitarianism also exists at the church
legalism
level.
Legalism is a broad term.
The
that
principle
can be
is the same as in
government.
Various
ways.
Totalitarian
in
churches
context,
prey upon the ignorance and fear of the people
by grace
and offer them a clear
alone.
Path to security
Christ
with God
perfectly accomplished
at the price
everything
of surrendering to
for
church
our
control.
Salvation.
Keep
we do not need to add anything
ring,
to it,
and
you can
accept go
to heaven.
Our allegiance to Christ.
The Roman Catholic Church maintained such
control
over most of Europe during the Middle Ages.
Legalism, however,
as with governments,
always measures
the goal
a
was power and wealth
status.
To achieve this,
by demanding
the church
the addition
developed
of
elaborate schemes to hold the
to our spirit,
in
simple
check.
Faith in Christ.
The church was
work
presented
on
as
our
the only gateway that common
whether
people
it's
had
insisting
to reach
on
God.
Adherence to
they were
some
taught that the church held the key to obtaining and maintaining a right standing
or
with
submitting
God.
To some form
only
of
the priest could provide the sacraments
the early
that kept the door open to
God.
That Gentile
baptism,
believers
confirmation,
not Holy
only
Communion,
must declare allegiance
matrimony,
to Christ,
holy orders,
but also had
the
to
last
be
rites.
Circumcised.
Common
which was
people,
the old covenant
laity,
proof,
were taught that they had no direct access to God,
Paul decried
making them
man
dependent
as an
on the mediation of
to
the
what
priesthood.
Christ had already
all
accomplished
this
through his
was
death,
contrary
resurrection
to the new covenant.
The proof that
1 Timothy 2:5 reads, "For there is
the
only
gospel.
One God and one
was
mediator who can
Spirit
reconcile God and humanity."
To believing Gentiles
Christ
who
Jesus.
Had never been circumcised.
The Reformation set dynamite to this Roman
church's
there being
totalitarian
structure.
How could the church
opening
not
the gates to the masses Paul to approach God directly, to allow the legalist without to define the mediation of the church or of the priesthood.
To outward
the word
standards.
Of God became the standard for judging what Galatians is right and wrong and acceptable 21. To God.
The New Living Translation.
The Catholic Church's insistence.
Paul said
that church tradition.
For when I tried to keep the law,
church
it condemned
tradition
me.
And the infallibility.
So I died
of the papacy.
The law. I stopped trying
saying
to meet
that
all
those
its
two things trumped the
so
Bible.
I might live for God.
In the brave
My
new world of the Protestant
been crucified
movement,
with Christ,
people's freedom
no
to worship
I
according to
live,
the dictates of
Christ
personal conscience was restored.
So
at
I
least
live in this
partly,
earthly body by trusting
which introduced
in
a greater
Son
degree
of
personal
me and
accountability
gave for me.
Reformers
I
took advantage of this freedom to explore and develop their own versions of what it
for
meant
if
to follow God,
the law could make
resulting
us right
in
with
an
God,
explosion of new
no
sects and denominations.
For Christ to
but
die.
The Reformation did not deal with the inherent desire in humanity to control others. Soon,
to ask
Protestants were seeking
if
such control over the new sects,
to measure our
even
devotion
to the point
Christ,
of persecution,
other than our inner faith and outward
change.
Verbal confession of allegiance.
Today in America,
to
where
him,
at the moment we still have freedom
Romans
to worship
10,
as we
10.
See fit, we usually
legalism
find legalistic control at the denominational and local
church
levels.
Or
we are free to associate
with
whatever
they
church
make some
we choose,
sort of public statement
but sometimes
in favor of a
we may find ourselves being manipulated or controlled
it can be
within the church
to
of our
as
choice.
Insisting that only a
here are
priest
some of the
can
things
forgive our sins,
to which we should be alert in our quest to ferret out and free ourselves
test
from legalism.
For church
first,
membership.
Insistence.
Anything
on the acceptance
that attempts to measure our
of non-essential doctrines and positions.
That we adhere to some outward
an essential doctrine
behavior,
is one that is required to
control
us to be called a Christian
through spiritual means.
If God does not require it for
legalism.
Entrance into heaven,
trusting in
it
God's
is not
grace
essential
means
here
we set
on
our faith on
either.
Christ Himself.
Any
rather
church
than
or
evaluate our own
requires members
spiritual
to adhere to doctrines that fall into the non-essential category.
Can we ever
should be
really
questioned as to
how we are
why.
Progressing spiritually?
If we are
is
satisfied
it trying to do
with
so?
The answer,
a
we
trap?
May wish to stay. If not,
Paul wrote about
we
this.
Probably should leave.
He said in 1 Corinthians
church
4,
leaders sometimes
3
use their
5,
influence to
also
pursue
from the New Living
personal
Translation.
Pet projects.
As
for
me,
example, the United Methodist Church has aligned itself
how
with
I might
the
be evaluated by
transgender positions,
or by any human
forcing
authority.
Its members to choose between adhering
my own judgment
to
on
traditional
this point.
Biblical morality,
my conscience is clear,
and leave the church.
But that doesn't prove
or stay
I'm right.
With the denomination.
It is the Lord
as it
Himself
away
who examines
from
me
and
truth. Decide.
Those
so
members who have no firm anchor in
anyone,
God's word. Will likely be swept away by
the
church's
the
improper use
Lord
of its
returns.
Influence and power.
For he will bring out.
If you're in a church that is more loyal
to, light,
to a popular societal position
motives,
than to God's truth,
then God,
I suggest you get out before you partake of its
praise
judgment
is due.
Second, the
by
exaltation.
Now, I hope you
of
understand
leaders.
That this article is only for serious disciples.
Totalitarian regimes, even in the church,
looking
always
for
have
to give
a privileged
over to
ruling
form
class.
Of sin in the name of freedom
Jesus
from
taught
legalism.
That a qualifier for leadership.
You are going
in
down
his
the wrong path and in serious
being
danger.
A servant. Matthew
but if we
20,
are honestly
verses 25
Christ,
through 28,
we need to be encouraged.
If you discover
to disregard
every
man-made leaders,
report
it
card,
should serve.
As
there
a
is
flag.
No effective way
it
to
is
measure how we're doing
to
spiritually
honor
our leaders
because it
First
has already
5,
been
12,
accomplished
1 Timothy 5, 17,
for us by Christ,
but
never to put them in a separate status above the rest
Ephesians
of the
2,
church.
Verses 8,
Third,
9,
the attempt
God
to control
you by
personal
his grace
decisions.
When you believe.
Our forefathers
you
in America during the Great Awakening defined
it
slavery
a
in a broad sense.
God.
As not
Salvation
being allowed to follow the dictates of our
good
own
things
conscience.
We have done.
They
so
were willing to fight and die to secure
it.
This freedom.
But today,
many of us meekly acquiesce when the government routinely strips us of making personal decisions, such as during the coronavirus lockdown. During what was called the discipleship movement a few decades ago, church members were told not to make everyday family decisions such as buying new appliances or a car, without checking in first with whomever was in their discipleship upline. It is never a good thing to make decisions for other adults because it hinders personal and spiritual growth. Paul made it clear that we are never to seek such dominance over the faith of others. Let me read 2 Corinthians 1:24. Paul said, "That does not mean we want to dominate you by telling you how to put your faith into practice. We want to work together with you so that you will be full of joy, for it is by your own faith that you stand firm." If you're in such a church that tries to control your personal decisions, get out before you get used to being a slave. Next, the attempt to control thought and speech. Our society is currently being run by the thought and speech police who run big tech and who censor and seek to manipulate thought and political outcomes in violation of our First Amendment rights. We are being told what words we can use, what positions we can have, and with what political party we should align. The church has been sometimes duped into adopting much of this out of a false sense of guilt and responsibility built on a false narrative. For example, we are told that refusing to embrace the LGBT position is tantamount to a hate crime. However, if the Bible is true, we must love those who embrace that sinful lifestyle and proclaim that this way of doing life is in direct opposition to the purposes and plan of the Creator and will ultimately end in death and destruction. The gospel does not condemn us in our sin, but offers a way out. We condemn ourselves if we refuse the offer. God's judgment against sin stands. The only remedy is faith in Christ. In a legalistic, totalitarian environment, the biblical position is not allowed because freedom-producing truth must be prohibited. It must be admitted, however, that such control exists on the other side of the aisle too, when those in church leadership openly condemn and reject people in their sin and engage in real hate speech. The church is to operate in the dynamic tension between loving people who have been deceived and captured by sin while holding to the biblical position that sin will be judged. Jesus did this, and the Holy Spirit can help us to do so too. If we find ourselves in a church on either side of the spectrum of legalistic control, we must flee and find somewhere that allows people to pursue God in accordance with their own conscience and understanding of the Word. Healthy churches teach biblical truth and encourage the people to check out in the Bible what was taught for themselves. Acts 7 verse 11. Conclusion. In writing this article, I have made the presupposition that the reader understands that freedom does not preclude the proper function of godly authority in the church. The road we travel has two ditches to avoid, antinomianism and legalism. We live in a dynamic tension between freedom and control. True freedom is allowing God's Spirit to control us. He uses people to help us along the way, especially church leaders, who are responsible before God for their flock. They are charged with teaching God's truth, encouraging the weak and faint-hearted, rebuking the headstrong when they plunge into sin and error, and even, on occasion, administering church discipline. We must live in a dynamic tension between proper listening to those whom God placed in authority in our lives while maintaining personal responsibility before God for our thoughts and actions. Likewise, church leaders must always evaluate how far their authority can be properly exercised without damaging their people's relationship with God. As with government, less is better.